This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget you can learn more about Class Financial online, their website, classfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Class, its separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you're an employer with Class 401k and the other departments at Class Financial. Again, all online, classfinancial.com. Also, while you're there, if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see an envelope. It says Stay Current. That's where you can subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter at Class Financial. Great weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent show podcast. All of that and so much more online at classfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Class Financial. And joining us this morning, our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. I'm doing great. How have you been?
I'm doing really well. Great to hear from you this morning. Malia, how are you today?
Very good. Another beautiful day in the Midwest.
It is a beautiful day. I see the sun shining. Looks like we have some pretty decent weather, spring-like weather for sure. And we've got an interesting conversation ahead about what happens when you move on, the next step of life, you know. I think it's inevitable. So we'll talk a little bit about about what happens when somebody's no longer around, and more importantly, planning for that inevitability. We'll get those details coming up a little bit later on in the program. Don't forget, as well as we're talking with CJ and Malia, if you've got questions, they are a fantastic resource. And we'd love to hear from you this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. One of the cool things, too, we do on this show is the Kloss Quiz Question Week. We'll do another one this week. A fantastic prize from our friends at Kloss Financial. Chance to win a $25 gift card to Chili's. Little tip, listen closely to the program. Typically, both the question and the answer to each week's Kloss Quiz Question Week come up during the program. I'll tell you a little bit more about how you can win that a little later on in this half hour. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question Week. Review the question and the answer as well.
Yes, so Sean makes everything sound exciting when we talk about it here on the air. And last week we talked about retirement, and we had a lot of listeners call in for this particular question. According to the Pew Research Center, how many baby boomers retired in 2020? Multiple choice, was it 2 million or 3.2 million? And congratulations to our winner last week, Grant of Madison, correctly answered 3.2 million baby boomers retired in 2020. So I think everybody is hoping that they're one of the lucky ones for 2021, yeah, probably, that gets to retire. Yes. So listen carefully today.
Have some great details and great opportunity again to win that Kloss Quiz Question Week a little bit later on in the program. Before we get rolling on this week's call, a conversation, we always invite calls. As a matter of fact, right out of the gate, Matt's in this morning. Matt, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning.
I have a possible settlement that will be coming down the river here shortly. A substantial amount, $500,000. We're looking to put that away. We've got five children, and we're looking to make sure that it's protected for them. One of our major questions, though, is this a taxable settlement before we, you know,
great question, Matt. Yeah. Well, you said it's coming down the river, so I'm wondering what river it's coming down. Maybe I can cut you off at the pass. I'm just kidding. Sorry, I have to have a little fun in a, you know, on a Thursday morning. Great question. As a matter of fact, hopefully others matter listening closely, because inheriting dollars, one of the first things you have to ask is the question that you're asking. What's the tax treatment of the dollars that I'm receiving? And so it depends is the answer, Matt. Typically portions of the assets would not be taxable. But of course, if you're inheriting dollars that are inside of a retirement account, like a pre-tax IRA or a pre-tax 401k, then it could be or would be income taxable to you. And not to mention, it would have to come out over a 10-year time frame. But if instead of it's coming from like real estate that's got to be sold, or from just a bank savings account or something like that, then typically there are no taxes associated with inheriting those dollars. So unfortunately, because I don't know the exact circumstances, the answer is it depends. But you should, at this point, Matt, my suggestion would be just work with somebody that you trust at some point to help you kind of sort through the way in which to claim and inherit those dollars, just to make sure you don't get, you know, popped with a huge tax bill at the end of the year. Great question,
Matt. Fantastic. All right. Thank you for the call this morning, Matt. Great question. You two can be like Matt. We'd love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, are here to answer your question. As mentioned, today's topic is titled, You Have Departed, But What About Your Assets? And planning for what happens to your stuff when you're no longer here is pretty dang important, isn't it?
It is, yeah. People sometimes get wrapped up in planning for the retirement, and then they neglect to think about what happens if they never get to retirement, or if they or their spouse dies prematurely. Or furthermore, even if you die at normal ages, I think people don't like to admit their mortality. As a matter of fact, it's kind of fascinating. If you look at this topic from a global standpoint, the United States would be like in last place as it relates to acknowledging mortality. For some reason here, you know, maybe it's because we've got so much wealth in the United States or so much opportunity, or I don't know what it is, but we just don't like talking about death. It's kind of that thing you push into the corner. It's not so much that way in other countries, but yes, you do need to be considering what happens to my stuff and my children, my minor children, if we were to die. Now, as we get into this topic, I do just have to disclaim we are not attorneys. We do not create estate plans for our clients. However, we're trained in understanding estate planning, and so we do speak to it quite often as we meet with our clients. But as it relates to creating the actual documents that carry out your estate plans, that would be done by an attorney. But as we discuss this, let's first define what an estate is. Essentially, it's comprised of all the assets that a person has at the time of his or her death. This includes cash, stocks, bonds, real estate, personal property, life insurance, and other investments. And regardless of the size of your estate, everyone has one. That's important to hear, because often we'll hear people say, well, I don't have an estate. I'm not that wealthy. And I go, no. Everybody. Now, it may be large or small, and it may be complex or simple, but everyone has an estate. And secondarily, you can't take the assets with you when you die. Oh. This we can guarantee. You know, what do they say? You never see a U-Haul behind a hearse, right? And it's true. And by the way, I don't know if anybody's ever stopped and actually visualized that, right? Like, think about that. Oh, that's right. Like, all the stuff I accumulate, like, when they're taking me to put me in the ground, I'm not taking that stuff with me. And if you are, that's really silly.
I think it's a lot of sets of golf clubs in that U-Haul is what I've heard.
Right. Golf club. I've seen it all. Candles. Oh, man. Which, I mean, God bless you. Do whatever you want to during your life, but just recognize you can't take it with you upon death. And so you have to say what's going to happen. So therefore, the remains of your estate when you die follow... following the payoff of any debt, because that has to happen first, it will be distributed to your heirs as described by one of three primary means. Either listed beneficiaries on an account, so think IRAs, 401ks, those typically have beneficiaries, right? So you don't need a will or a trust for that. So it'll either go by way of beneficiary designation or instructions found in your trust document or instructions found in your will. Right? Beneficiaries, trust, will. It's going to go in one of those three core ways. That's how it's going to get distributed. Now, of course, people go, well, what if I don't have those? And we go, oh, well, we'll get to that in a moment. So those instructions will clearly state whom you want to receive something of yours, what you want them to receive, and when they are to receive it. You will, of course, want this to happen with the least amount paid in taxes, legal fees, and court costs. And this, of what we're describing, is the estate planning process, making a plan in advance and naming who you want to receive the things you own after you die. Hence, as you can imagine, the importance of having a good estate plan and an attorney to make sure your estate plans are funded and carried out as you wish upon death. Now, both trusts and wills are useful estate planning devices that serve different purposes, and both can work together to create a complete estate plan. Often people ask us, what's the difference? So one main difference between a will and a trust is that a will goes into effect only after you die, whereas a trust takes effect as soon as you create it. A will is a document that directs who will receive your property at your death, and it appoints a legal representative to carry out your wishes, also known as a executor. By contrast, a trust can be used to begin distributing property before death, at death, or after death. A trust is a legal arrangement through which one person or an institution, such as like a bank or a law firm, called a trustee, holds legal title to property for another person, called a beneficiary. Trust can also help you avoid probate. As a matter of fact, if you all want to know what's the buzzword around trust versus wills, it's the avoidance of probate. Now, if there's any attorneys listening, hopefully they'll appreciate what I'm about to say, which is people are too freaked out about probate, in my humble opinion, especially in the state of Wisconsin. It's not the worst thing ever to go through. It's just, do you want to avoid it or not? What's the size of your estate? Do you have property in multiple states? There's a lot of things that considers whether or not a will or a trust is the appropriate kind of governing document for you. But it is very important that you integrate your beneficiary designations into your overall estate plan and understand that beneficiary designations take precedent over whatever your will or trust says. This is a big deal. We often will hear people say, oh, it's not a big deal. I got my trust done, so I don't need to worry about my beneficiary designations. I go, no. Whatever your beneficiary designations say on your IRA, 401k, life insurance, it will trump whatever your will or trust says. So make sure you coordinate those beneficiary designations with your overall estate plan.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to get you on the air this morning like Matt did earlier, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. And CJ, I got to ask too, let's say you don't have a will, you don't have any type of estate planning in place. What happens then?
Yeah, don't do that. Exactly. That's all you need to know. Just don't do that. And then you don't have to worry about what it's called. Yeah. It's called dying in intestate, which refers to dying without a will. And when this happens, by the way, then your assets go into what's called the probate court process, which again, probate is not the worst process. And that will determine how and when your assets are distributed and to who and name guardians and blah, blah, blah for children. Also known as the judge will decide, and the state of Wisconsin will decide because you didn't want to decide for yourself. And by the way, that's, as Malia will be talking about shortly here, that's a lot of people, which freaks me out. I'm like, wait. You had all these years to figure out, you know, hopefully all these years to figure out what you wanted to have happen with your children and your stuff. And you said, no, you know, I think that random judge who I don't even know their name, who's never known me, will do a better job. Right? Like, not a great plan. Instead, even if you don't know what's perfect or exactly right, your gut reaction is going to be better than some random unknown person who's going to decide what happens to your stuff. So just spend a little time, create a basic will, and you'll be all the better for it.
Really important information this morning. As always, as we talk with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, we'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. Yes, we will talk a little bit more about if you're leave no instructions. We'll also talk about keeping an eye on and reviewing your documents throughout the years. We'll get those details. Love to hear from you as well this morning. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call toll-free 877-235-1310. To learn more about Kloss Financial, just get online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A great website to learn more about Kloss Financial, and their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, that telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ, Malia, and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Love to talk with you this morning. Love to hear from you as well. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, our telephone number to get on the air with them, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Another telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. Don't forget as well, coming up a little bit later on in this half hour, we'll do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, a chance to win a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card to Chili's. This week, we are talking about the importance of planning for the inevitable, which is, well, although I would say until I'm proven wrong, I may believe myself to be immortal. But so far, life is not there is a limit to how long we're going to be here and the importance of planning for that next step. And let's talk about getting documents in place and not just, you know, the old Ron Popeil set it and forget it. That's a bad idea when it comes to these documents. I've got to assume as your life changes, you should probably be reviewing these documents.
Exactly. So, I mean, hear us clear. First of all, do the documents. Get the documents in place. So that's critical. And I think by the example CJ has mentioned as far as how important those beneficiaries are that are listed and so forth, and to perhaps do a will and a trust could make sense for you. Again, seek out some legal counsel on that. But really, what we're talking about is once those are in place, don't just sign them and forget them. Really start thinking, you know, a couple years later, as things change in your life, I did those documents. Do they still reflect my same wishes as they did when I first accomplished them? And it's not a complete rewrite. It's usually just a little additional, you know, erase and add and so forth that the attorney can help you with. So we get it. Everybody's busy with life. This is not the top thing you all want to think about every day, but we want to explain how important it is that you review and, if necessary, update beneficiaries on an unneeded basis. So we have seen it happen, unfortunately, play out where perhaps, you know, you went through a divorce and that is very, very difficult for you to handle on many levels. And 6 months down the road, a year down the road, someone passes away and your estate, perhaps a piece of it, even an old 401k plan, whatever, it never got changed who the beneficiary was. And it could have been an ex-husband. And so maybe you have a new husband or vice versa. And the situation gets really uncomfortable because there may be kids involved and someone's not getting the assets that, you know, originally you thought were all set and in place. And again, life changes really quickly sometimes, and it's hard to keep track of all these pieces. So I know we work really hard to make sure as we watch our clients kind of migrate through life. Okay, you went through that. Have you changed your beneficiaries? Do they all say the same thing across the board or say what you want them to say? So just really, really slow down after you get through these big life changes, births, divorces, or something else like that. So we would say, you know, look at the overall beneficiaries that you've listed. We want to just describe shortly here the differences between primary, contingent, and per stirpes. And so many of those designations, everyone understands primary usually. That would be, you know, the person that would receive 100% of your assets generally, or you might be splitting it according to whatever's right for you. Should you pass away. So primary beneficiaries, people can grasp that. And so then we move on to contingent. So should something happen to you in that primary, so say it's your spouse is your primary, something should happen to the both of you at the same time, then who's going to receive the assets after that? And that's where the contingent beneficiaries come into place. So a contingent receives the benefits of an account if the primary beneficiary or beneficiaries is deceased, can't be located, or for some reasons maybe actually refuses to accept the assets. There might be some other situations going on with disability payments, and they really can't allow for the assets to be realized. The one that gets a little crazier for people to understand is called per stirpes. And we're kind of serious about this, because this is an amount that you plan to leave perhaps to your children as contingent beneficiaries. And let's say one of your children, adult children, has children of their own. So in the event there's no children amongst all your contingent beneficiaries, it's not really an issue. Let's say your assets would be divided equally. So 25%, if you had four kids, 25% to each. And if something happened to one of those children, they predecease, their share would be equally split amongst their siblings. However, in the event that one of those adult children had their own children, this is where the per stirpes, or they call it by the roots, that designation would actually allow their portion to go to their children. So, and not exclude their children or your grandchildren. So this is something you really do want to sit down with the attorney so you clearly understand. They can draw their little diagrams to explain it to you better, but really important you look at that carefully. And, you know, what we really hope for all of our listeners is that you make sure that your plans are exactly how you want them to dispose of each and every asset, that they line up together. Because again, oh my goodness, we forgot that he also owns, you know, property down in Florida. What happens when that has to be sold? How will that be divided up? We always find there's something kind of missing in somebody's plans. They just never got around to making that last change. So just take it slowly, review things regularly as life changes.
By the way, per stirpes, have we talked about that before? That I don't know that I recall us discussing that before.
We have. You weren't listening that day.
It's like, how does this apply to me? Exactly. Always fascinating. Really interesting stuff this week with Malia and CJ. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, love to hear from you this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you missed part of today's show, or maybe you want to go back and review previous shows where we mentioned per stirpes, which I'm going to be doing after the program, definitely check that out at WIBA.com, as well as Kloss Financial's website, KlossFinancial.com. Links there. You can also submit a question to be answered in our Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, which we'll do in the next segment. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question Week and continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com, a great resource to learn more about them. You can also sign up online to subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a little email you get each and every week in your inbox, gives a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent program podcast. Again, just head on over to KlossFinancial.com. If you scroll down towards the bottom, you'll see that little envelope and it says Stay Current. You can sign up right there. The telephone number for Kloss Financial, of course, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. One more time, a little slower on that number, 442-5637. And of course, if you've got a question, still got a little bit of time, get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking this morning about you've departed, but what happens then with your assets? And one of the areas, and I do remember we've talked a little bit about this in the past because I am shocked by some of these statistics. Let's talk about how common it is for people to complete their estate planning documents, and sometimes there's a bit of a variance between what's said and what's done.
Yeah, isn't that the way our whole lives are? Intent and actually completion. Yeah. So really, almost 2/3 of Americans, they do say, and they actually believe it, that having a will is somewhat important. However, only a third of them actually have estate planning documents in place. As I look at stats, I actually found it interesting that many millennials are putting wills together, sometimes in a greater force than their parents are. So, you know, kind of interesting trends we're seeing. Back, you know, in 2020, with all we went through with the pandemic, many more people actually said they were finally motivated to, and they saw a greater need for a will, and they went as far as taking the next steps, which meant meeting with an attorney, actually designing a plan. But guess what? They never went as far as signing the documents.
Oh.
And that obviously makes them invalid. So, you know, we would say two things: plan ahead and then follow through. That's how all of life is. Just follow through, get them done. That's what's vital here. And again, the reasons people, they don't follow through on their estate planning documents tend to be simply, I just haven't gotten around to it. Of course, that was a bad answer in 2020, because what else were you doing? Yeah. You could have gotten around to it. You fear it'll be difficult and expensive. And finally, as CJ mentioned, I don't even want to think about death. It's not going to apply. So you need to consider important things like who's going to be the executor or the trustee of your estate after your death. And we've said this many times. Some people say, oh, it's such an honor to be named as the executor for somebody's will or executor of their trust. It's not a blessing, but it's an important job, and you need to make sure you're picking the right person to do that for you. You also need to understand that sometimes existing life insurance may be part of the entire estate plan to help cover potential taxes. Again, that's why it's really important you review and make sure beneficiaries line up to the overall plan. And again, reviewing how assets are titled amongst all your investments, making sure that those are correctly titled. If you have a house and you have a trust, you may want to put the house into the trust, which is part of the whole reason of having a trust. So just make sure you've dotted your I's, sit down with an estate planning attorney that you can trust to get this in order for yourselves.
Fantastic guidance there. What about power of attorney documents? What do we need there? What kinds do we need? What do we need to know on that?
Yes. We've talked about this before on the show. So often people will kind of say, I got my will done and I'm good. And we then say, what about power of attorney? And they go, well, I assume so. So just remember, it is important to know that you have a will/trust to govern assets either during and or after life. But it is equally as important to make sure that you have a financial power of attorney and a healthcare power of attorney. Because remember, a will does not come into effect until when? If you were listening to the show, the answer is at death. And while a trust may come into effect while you're alive, it's not meant for while you're incapacitated. So powers of attorney documents are meant for, I'm not dead yet, but I'm incapacitated and I need somebody to make decisions on my behalf. As a matter of fact, and I think we know this intuitively, but it's something like 6 times more likely that you will become incapacitated throughout your life versus die. Because you only die once, you might become incapacitated multiple times throughout your life, right? Mm-hmm. And so long story short, yes, make sure you get the core will/trust along with financial and medical powers of attorney.
Important documents to review, that is for sure. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Mention the website klossfinancial.com, all the great information there. Also an opportunity to submit a question to be answered right here on the program in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. This morning, Spencer writes, I inherited an IRA account last year from my father, who unfortunately passed away last year. My understanding is that I don't have to pay taxes on the account immediately. Is that correct?
Yes. Thank you for the question, Spencer, and our condolences on your father passing away last year. So yes, last year was obviously difficult for many people. I don't know if Spencer's father passed away from COVID. I certainly hope not. But it was difficult. A lot of death last year. And on top of that, something changed in the tax law as we came into 2020 as well, due to the passage of the SECURE Act. And so if an IRA owner died on January 1st of 2020 or any time thereafter, which it sounds like Spencer's father did, then the beneficiary does not have to take distributions right away. They have up to 10 years to remove the money from the IRA. It all must be out by the end of the 10th year post-death. Now, it used to be, if your father died before January 1st of 2020, so think 2019, 2018, anything like that, you could retitle it as an inherited IRA and then pull out lifetime required minimum distributions. So you could keep it tax deferred for, gosh, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, however long you lived. But now that's gone away. You would still want to retitle it into an inherited IRA, but now there's no longer an annual requirement to make a minimum distribution. Instead, you just have to have it all out by the end of the 10th year. So there you go. Good news, bad news. Good news is don't have to pull it all out. Don't have to pull it out in any sort of sequencing, but it must all be out by the end of the 10th year post-death. So great question, Spencer. And again, our condolences.
Fantastic stuff. And don't forget, you too can be like Spencer. You can submit your question online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Also learn more about Klaas Financial on that website. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. In just a moment, I will ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer to this week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week, you win the prize, which is a $25 gift card to Chili's. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. Does a will go into effect before you die or after? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Chili's. Don't forget as well, that's the office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Their number, 442-5637. CJ, Malia, it is always great hanging out. You guys have a beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. News is next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial. Money, money, money.